Canada joins U.S. and allies in Beijing's Genocide Games. By Dylan Nguyen on December 8, 2021. Canada will join the United States and Australia in allowing their athletes to travel to China and compete in the Winter Olympics despite Beijing's reckless and tyrannical oppression and enslavement of their people. According to the Associated Press, the announcement came after the White House, the Australian government and the UK government confirmed diplomatic boycotts of the Winter Games in February to protest Chinese human rights abuses. China has vowed to react with firm countermeasures. Trudeau said his government has been talks with allies about it in recent months. The diplomatic moves by Canada, the US, Britain and Australia do not affect their athletes' ability to compete in the Games. Tibetan and Uyghur activists wear masks during a protest against Beijing 2022 Winter Olympics in front of the Olympics Museum in Lausanne on June 23, 2021 as some 200 participants took part to the protest. Photo by Fabrice Coffrini/AFP. Photo by Fabrice Coffrini/AFP via Getty Images. The diplomatic boycotts are not only wholly ineffectual and a political half-measure falling woefully short of anything approaching an appropriate response to the world's largest slave labor camp. Moreover, in the case of the United States, American diplomats were not even invited to the games in the first place, making the token half-measure boycott even worse. China has imprisoned untold numbers of Uyghur Muslims in Xinjiang province, forcing them to work as slaves, providing clothing and other materials to international businesses who have remained completely silent in the face of Beijing's butchery.